Good morning and welcome to Trinity United Methodist Church. We are so thankful and blessed you have chosen to worship Jesus Christ, our risen Lord and Savior, with us here this morning. Just a couple brief announcements to highlight before we begin our time of praise and worship. There will be a special administrative board meeting following this church service, so if you are part of the administrative board, please plan on sticking around for just several moments. We have an issue we need to take a vote on and to move forward with. So please, if you're a part of the administrative board, make note of that, and I promise you we will not keep you too long. Also, if you are part of the membership class, we will be meeting here at the church at 6:30 tonight for our second of three. So if you are part of that, please make the arrangements to be here this evening. And lastly, Vacation Bible School is coming right around the corner, and every Wednesday at 5:30, we invite all of you who can cut, paste, draw, and color, and do all of the crafty items to make the decorations. We are so thankful for all of you who have been here and helping in that manner. But if you are able, we would love to have you be a part of the crew making the decorations for Vacation Bible School. That is coming up June the 15th through the 19th from 9 a.m. to 12:15. And so we would love to have you be a part. Let's bow our heads and our hearts and go before the Lord in preparation for praising our King and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Oh, gracious God, we thank you, Jesus, for your mercy. We thank you for your love, and we thank you for your peace. Oh, Lord, we just bow before you this morning. We turn to you right now. We pray that you would quiet our hearts, that you would still our minds, that we might be truly and completely focused upon you this day. Father, may you find all the praises and all the honoring that come from our lips. May they come from the recesses of our soul. And oh, Jesus, may you find everything that is done here be pleasing and honoring and acceptable in your sight. Exalt your holy name, and may you be blessed. We commit this service into your care, and we thank you and we love you. In the wonderful and the gracious and the holy and the blessed name of our Lord and living Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen.
So good to be in the house of the Lord today, amen. As we stand and get prepared to worship the Lord, turn to your neighbor and say, we have a great God. As we bow our heads, Lord, we come to you again. We thank you for what you're doing in this church and what you're going to do, Lord. Father, but there are lives here that probably need some change, Lord. They need your direction. And there may be people here that understand, and I believe there is, that really know you and love you with all their hearts, but maybe they're holding on to something. Father, allow them to understand that you are the vine, that you're going to take care of everything, that through you, your love and your life flows. Allow us to connect to that vine and understand that we'll never be alone. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing and what you will do in this church. We thank you for the wonderful members of this church and of the pastor and everyone else that's here. And we ask that you continue to bless this church. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. As we bow our heads, Lord, the words of that song just speak directly to our hearts. Please wrap us in your arms, just as a vine wraps everything together. It is the life of everything. Allow us to let go of everything and trust solely in you. Lord, there's no reason we have to live our life in fear or worry or doubt for the future or regrets, full of regrets. There is nothing that we need to regret. All we have to do is give it all to you, and you will cleanse us of everything. For you give us new life, just as we wrap ourselves into your arms, Lord, allow us to truly give everything to you and not carry anything, any unforgiveness, any regretfulness, anything anymore, Lord. Let us give it all to you today, everything, and be our life. Allow us to have your life flowing through us. And we ask a special blessing over this service. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
This is going to be a reading from the Gospel of John, the 14th chapter. You can follow along on page 1676. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. You heard me say, I am going away, and I am coming back to you. If you loved me, you would be glad that I am going to the Father, for the Father is greater than I. I have told you now before it happens, so that when it does happen, you will believe. I will not speak with you much longer, for the prince of this world is coming. He has no hold on me, but the world must learn that I love the Father, and that I do exactly what my Father has commanded me. Come now, let us leave. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener.
You may be seated. Over the past 6 weeks, we have looked at the seven I am statements of Jesus that he proclaimed about himself. We have seen the various pictures of salvation that Jesus presented each time he spoke one of these statements. The reason we have looked at each of these proclamations was to illuminate two things. First, many times when we share the gospel of Jesus Christ, we focus upon the future, when all of us who have placed our faith and trust in Christ as our Lord and Savior will be with him for all of eternity. And friends, this is true, and yet by only focusing upon heaven, we neglect the present day. I'll say that again. By only focusing in on heaven, we neglect the present day. Friends, Jesus was giving you and me pictures of how salvation blesses each of us every day we live. And secondly, the second reason we dug into this series was when we speak of God saving us, we focus more upon our role and responsibility rather than what God has done for us. Those are two errors that we often infuse the gospel with. And friends, many times it's what God has done for all of us that is far more than what we all could ever imagine, than what our role and responsibility ever will be. This comes across in terminology such as trust and obey and follow and repent and many other words. My entire heart for this entire series was to shine the light upon the privilege that Jesus has purchased for you and me rather than to focus upon our responsibility. Think about it. We have seen Jesus calling himself the bread of life, the light of the world, the resurrection and the life, the door of the sheep, the good shepherd, the way, the truth, and the life. We have seen how the bread of life is the only thing that will truly satisfy the neediness of our soul. We have seen how the light of the world will always reveal the path that we are to follow. We have seen how the resurrection and the life provides the opportunity for God's power to turn any situation around. We've even seen how the door of the sheep allows all believers to have access to God. We have seen how the good shepherd will always lead and guide and care for you and me. We have seen how Jesus, who is the way, is how God gets to you and me to bless us. Friends, this is wonderful to contemplate all of these privileges which Jesus gives to you and me this day. And this is why I wanted to dig through this series, to allow you and me to have a better grasp of what God through Jesus does for you and me. Not just today, not just tomorrow, not just in eternity, but every single and each day we live. To show what we have in our Savior Jesus is why I wanted to dig in this series. And following Jesus is not about being good. It's not doing this or that. It's about staying connected to Jesus while always remaining open to what God has for you and me. I want you to hear that. Following Jesus is not about being good, because friends, you nor I will ever be good enough. It is not about doing this or that, because friends, you nor I can ever do enough to be accepted by a holy God. What following Jesus is it's about staying connected to him, to Jesus, the Christ, while always remaining open to what God has for you and me. Friends, God has more for you and me than what we could ever imagine. And what God has for you and me is more than a secure future. God has salvation for you and me. Friends, salvation is for today and not just when we step into eternity. Salvation in the way of Jesus, satisfying your and my hungering souls. Salvation in the way of Jesus, being channeled, the channel through which God blesses you and me. Salvation in the way of God guiding you and me in the decisions of life. Salvation in the way of God giving you and me what you and I need, as a good shepherd does for his sheep. Salvation in the way of a direction for the choices of life, and salvation in the way of having access to God through Jesus. Salvation in the way of possessing a satisfied soul. Friends, this is how God, through Jesus, saves you and me each and every day. I hope and I pray that you have grown to see how many privileges God has given to you and me through Jesus. We truly have so many things that God blesses us all with each and every day, that our hearts should be bursting with joy and thanksgiving. We should be overflowing with grateful praises of joy-filled acclamations, which are being shouted to a good, a holy, a precious, a merciful, and a grateful God in heaven. Friends, God loves you, and he has chosen to lavish all of this upon you, but it's up to you and me whether we accept God's gift to us. I want you to hear. There are 7 I am statements, and we have covered 6 of them. All of the previous 6 have focused upon what God does for us, and this last one deals with your and my responsibility. Don't miss that. God always has the larger portion of responsibility, and many times we look at ourselves and we think that I have to do it all. No, friends, God always has the larger portion of responsibility. God will always do, and he always does, more than what we could ever imagine. God always does much greater things than we often give him credit for. God always does what is best for you and me. God always gives you and me more than we could ever fathom. God is always ready to grant you and me exactly what we need. God never asks more of you or of me than what we can handle. Hear that last one. God never asks more of you or more of me than what we can handle. I hope you heard that God never asks more of you and me than what we can handle. And this is the very reason this last I am proclamation given by Jesus is so, so wonderful. Listen to Jesus' words once again. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your hearts be troubled, neither let them be afraid. You heard me say to you, I go away, and I will come to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced because I go to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it takes place, so that when it does take place, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming. He has no power over me. But I do as the Father commanded me, so that the world may know that I love the Father. Rise, let us go henceforth. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine dresser. Now we need to remember this is part of Jesus' last teachings to the disciples before his execution. Jesus was giving some last words of instruction to help the disciples deal with the events which would unfold. And surely he seeks to comfort the disciples, but he also provides one last image of the vine and the branches. Now in ancient Israel, this was a common sight to behold. Vineyards were plenty, and Jesus used this scene from the agricultural landscape to illustrate his death once before when he told the parable of the wicked tenants. You can read about that in the 21st chapter of Matthew, beginning in verse 33 on your own time. This time, however, Jesus was not seeking to share about his death, but he was conveying the necessity of the responsibility of the disciples. Let me explain. Jesus had been teaching them, that he had been telling them of the events which would take place, such as the betrayal, the arrest, the mock trial, and his murder on the cross. Now he changes the focus of what he was seeking to convey to them to include what they would need in the days, in the months, in the years after his crucifixion and resurrection. No longer would they have the luxury of speaking to Jesus on a daily basis, asking Jesus for advice and listening to Jesus' teaching and following his lead. Yes, you are correct if you're sitting there thinking they could pray and they could commit themselves to fasting and other spiritual disciplines. And friends, they did that. But there's something about being able to communicate, being able to listen, and to follow the God of the universe while he was in the flesh. Friends, the pressure is off when we follow Jesus, the God of the universe. Friends, the pressure was off the disciples when they spent 3 years of their lives following Emmanuel, which means God with us. God was with them, and yes, he is with us too. But there is comfort to follow God in the flesh. But things were changing, and Jesus was telling the disciples that he was leaving. And I don't know if you have ever experienced someone leaving you or not. Whether it was a teacher, a coach, a friend, or a mentor, it could have been a family member. Friends, it hurts. It's painful. It's devastating. It can cripple a person, and it's no wonder why the disciples were living in fear. It took the resurrected Jesus to get them to begin to move forward and not be controlled by their fear. And sometimes for you and for me, it takes the resurrected Jesus to get you and me out of the places in life which provide security and safety and comfort for us. Friends, this was the message of Jesus. This is why he stated, "I am the true vine." The Bible speaks of several vines, and Jesus called him the true or the genuine vine. Friends, Jesus is the true vine. Jesus is the source of where you and I receive the nutrients for life which we need. As the branches receive their needs to live from the vine, so we too receive what we need to live from Jesus. We receive strength, hope, joy, love, peace, and many other elements which this world does not know. Jesus takes our burdens, and he gives us grace and mercy and rest for our weary souls. Friends, this is why the last "I am" statement reveals our responsibility. It's as simple as this: to remain connected to Jesus. Let Jesus do the rest, but stay connected to the vine, Jesus, and allow him to give you what you need for this life. Allow Jesus, who is the genuine vine, to give you the nutrients, the vital elements that you and I need each day. This, my friends, is our responsibility, to remain connected with Jesus. As I was visiting a member of our church family in the hospital this week, I shared something similar to him. And this individual looked back at me, and he said, "It's pretty simple, isn't it?" And I looked at him and I said, "Yes, it's pretty simple. Leave the big things up to God and stay connected to Jesus, our Savior. Leave the grandiose things to the living Lord, the one who inhabits eternity, and stay connected to Christ." I do want to share that staying connected to Jesus will not immediately make all our problems go away. And many times we will continue to have problems in this life. In fact, Jesus even said, we will have trouble in this world. But friends, Jesus, he will always give you and me what we need to deal, to cope, and to process these troubles in a godly way. So I implore you to stay connected to the source of help, who is Jesus. Stay connected to Christ through reading your Bible, coming to church, or getting involved in a small group. Stay connected to our Lord and Savior, the living Jesus, by fellowshipping with other followers of Christ. Whatever you do, friends, stay connected to the true vine, the genuine vine, who is Jesus. And we're going to meet around the Lord's table, and I want you to connect the imagery of what we will be doing here. We'll be partaking of the bread and the cup, and it will give you and me nourishment and sustenance and life-giving properties. Friends, this is Jesus' table. Jesus is the bread of life. Jesus is the vine from which grapes come forth and juice is made. Jesus is the source for the nourishment for your soul. Stay connected as you partake of the elements. Do the same each day of this week. Partake of being connected to the true vine by praying, by studying, by fellowshipping, and worshiping and connecting to Christ. This is our responsibility. Let us pray. O Heavenly Father, we thank you, O Jesus, that you do the larger portion. You have the bigger responsibility. O God, we are humbled by that. And to simplify it down, that all you were telling your disciples, all you were telling us, is to stay connected to you, O Lord. To connect unto you, the one who is the life giver. To stay connected to you, the lover of our souls. And so, Father, as we meet around your table this morning, we pray that as we ingest the bread and the cup, that you would be blessed and you would be honored and we would receive what we need to receive, not only physically but spiritually. And Father, may it not stop here this morning. May it carry forth on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and for the rest of the days to come. May we truly accept what you have called us to stay connected to you, the true and genuine vine. We thank you for the bread. We thank you for what it represents, your body, and that was broken for us. We thank you for the cup, for what it represents, the blood of you, O Christ, that was poured out for the remission of sins for many and for that salvation that you purchased for all of us. Not just salvation for the future, but the sustenance for our souls each and every day. So, Lord, we ask that you would bless the bread and bless the cup, that you might truly meet with us around your table this morning, that it would be truly a wonderful and awe-given task and opportunity and privilege to celebrate taking part in Holy Communion. And so, Father, we commit this time into your care, and we bless you, we honor you, we praise you, and we thank you. In the wonderful and the gracious name of our risen Savior, the true and genuine vine, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. This morning we will be partaking communion by intinction. And we have an open communion table. If you're visiting here, we ask that you would come and partake. And intinction, you will be given a piece of bread. You will take that bread and dip it into the juice. And we are going to just come forward as you feel led so that you can spend some time meeting with the living Lord Jesus Christ, our risen Savior, this morning. Let us bow our heads and our hearts and go to the Lord in prayer. In a heart of thanksgiving, let us pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we bless you. We thank you. We are humbled and in awe of you for all the things that you bless us with in Christ Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, our coming King, the Sanctifier and the Healer and the one who is and was and will always be. Oh, precious Jesus, we bless you now. We thank you for this opportunity to meet around your table, to give honor unto you in remembrance of what you did for us. And Father, we bless you now, and we praise you in the wonderful and the gracious and the holy name of our risen Savior, Jesus, we do pray. Amen.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more cloud in the sky, no more tears dares to damn the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And when he takes me by the hand, leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. There'll be no sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. What a day, glorious day, day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand, leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be. What a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see, and I the one who saved me by his grace. When he takes me by the hand, leads me through the promised land. What a day, glorious day that will be.
Yes, Lord, we do thank you for that glorious, wonderful day as we bow our heads. Lord, we thank you for that day when we'll get to see you. We're going to walk with you. We're going to get to talk with you. And there'll be no more sickness and no more sorrows, Lord. For you are an amazing God. You give us amazing grace. And through your life flows all of the life that we ever should need through your vine. Lord, allow us not to carry anything with us, but to give everything to you. For you have broken the chains of this world. You've given us freedom. And as we close with this last song, Lord, if there's anyone here that needs a touch from you, let them understand that these altars are open and that you're there with them. They're never alone. All we have to do is surround ourselves in you and give everything to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that has saved a wretch like me. Shield and portion. never mind. You are forever mine.
Unending love, amazing grace. God, Jesus, will be forever yours. May you, my friends, stay connected to the true and genuine vine. And may he bless you and keep you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Spirit. May you and I depart in peace. Amen.